Hello, this is Richard Thompson, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Sometimes I long for the solitary life. Parents long gone, no kids, no wife. Sister somewhere in Australia, never to keep in touch. And sex no more than a how do you do, with a copy of Penthouse and the loo. Socially a bit of a failure, nice not to have to try too much. A solitary life, a life of small horizons, dull as the pewter skies over Northwest 11. A solitary life, a life of small horizons, dull as the gunmetal sky over Northwest 11. Hobby in the garden shed, modern trains of soldiers in lead. Join the suburban buffets of Britain, experts on trivial things. And holidays in the Yorkshire Dales, the cycling tours of the north of Wales. Unenvious of those flea bitten on continental fling. A solitary life, a life of small horizons, dull as the pewter skies over Northwest 11. Excitement comes by subtle means, the satisfaction of routines, small revenges at the office, smug little victories. Work on your pallor, complexion like paste, like the great defeat on an inmate's face. A life spent at losses and profits, resigning by degrees. A solitary life, a life of small horizons, dull as the pewter skies over Northwest 11. Solitary life, a life of small horizons, dull as the gunmetal sky over Northwest 11. Come to the end, sad and alone, steady, reliable tumor you've grown. From selfish years, where all your peers have stressfully jogged to health. Soon to come, it drops same parts of the new bypass. Death overcomes by stealth. A solitary life, life of small horizons, dull as the pewter sky in Northwest 11. A solitary life, a life of small. The gunmetal sky, Northwest 11.
Welcome friends to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, here live in the studio today, adjusting my mic and, you know, being a big goof. It's good to be back. Good to be back. You know, now that I'm doing only one show a week here at UMFM, when I miss a week, it just seems like I've been gone forever. And so I'm trying to remember how stuff works. So you might hear an extra mistake or two today. It's always fun to play spot the mistake here on Tell the Band to Go Home. It's not that hard. I mean, there's lots of them, but you know, today there might be an extra bonus in it for you. We kicked off the show there with the legendary Richard Thompson from his album Front Parlor Ballads, which you might have noticed by the Sonic Fidelity is autographed by Richard Thompson himself. We heard Solitary Life. Richard Thompson coming to the Brandon Folk Festival next weekend. That is a pretty big name for Brandon. They usually latch on to a couple of real, you know, solid names. And this year, man, oh, man, they've got a couple. Richard Thompson and Greg Brown. When was the last time Greg Brown was around these parts? When was the last time Greg Brown was anywhere around here? Not very recently, that's for sure. So we'll definitely hear some more of those two fine folks and talk about who else is on that bill coming up a little bit later on in the show. We've also got a very exciting show coming up in Winnipeg this week on Wednesday, a guy named Parker Millsap. If you're not familiar with Parker Millsap, you stick around. We're going to play you some songs that are going to change you. I'm telling you, this guy is phenomenal. And playing his first Winnipeg show this week, very exciting. So stick around for that. And, you know, whatever else, it's a good day for requests. You know, you can always tell how prepared I am for a show by how much stuff I bring. When I'm really prepared, I don't really bring a lot of stuff because I know what I'm going to play. When I'm not prepared, my bag is full. And today, it weighs like 50 pounds or something. I think I brought one of everything. So it's a good day for requests. You can help me out. Help steer this ship out of the rocks. And, well, keep me from playing more stuff like this next song that I'm going to play. Well, not that there's anything wrong with it. You know, I like to fill you in on where I've been and what I've done. And, well, I guess I should play you some stuff that I picked up in New York last weekend. Went to visit the Big Apple. Saw a couple of absolutely phenomenal shows, which we'll talk about, I suppose. But got back to Winnipeg, and you know, not a lot going on here locally, I suppose. But I did drive up to the scenic burg of Gimli last night for the Gimli Beach Bash. Have you been to the Gimli Beach Bash? I didn't know that there was such a thing as the Gimli Beach Bash, but it is on the beach. I don't know how much of a bash it really is. It's kind of a humble little festival, I suppose. I don't know if you can call it a festival concert, I guess. With a bunch of curious cottage folks just sitting on the beach drinking beer and paying attention occasionally to some music. Last night they brought in one of my 90s favorites, and you know, I know they started in the 80s, but in the 80s I hated them, and I don't know, I don't really know why, other than that I wasn't very smart, but not that I was much smarter in the 90s, judging by my track record, but I became a huge fan in the 90s. I saw them a whole bunch of times in the 90s, and then they kind of busted up for a while, and then they got back together for kind of a reunion tour around their greatest hits album in the year 2000, and I went to see that. They played the Zoo. That might have been the last time I was ever at the Zoo. No, I don't know. Maybe. Probably not. I don't know. We can look at my personal history at the Zoo. The Osborne Village Zoo, not the Assiniboine Park Zoo. To see this band, and that was such a great show. It's such a weird venue, and you know, I've seen them a couple times since. They've since lost a member, though, and well, you know, bands, especially, you know, from the 80s and 90s, they're allowed to drop a member here and there. Sometimes you drop a member that, I don't know, seems pretty critical. And I'm going to play a couple of bands that have dropped a member, a key critical member. And I don't know. I don't know if things are the same anymore. So last night I went to see the Northern Pikes from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. I know we're not going to play She Ain't Pretty because that's the worst song in history. It was so great. I managed to make it out of there before I had to hear that stupid song again. I felt like the night was a complete success because of that. Because I made it to the car where you couldn't really hear the show just as that song was starting. It was brilliant. But you know, they're doing a big tour coming up in the fall, I guess, in the early winter. They're coming to town in November, playing at the big Walker Theater. That's an interesting gamble. Not sure how that's going to work. Apparently, they're doing shows here and there with Kevin Kane, who you might know from the Grapes of Wrath, or Leroy Stagger's Wildflowers, or Kane and Potvin with Brian Potvin. But most of the time, they just play as a trio. Brian Potvin on guitar, Jay Semko on bass. I kind of forgot what a great bass player he is. Don Schmidt on drums. But they're missing Merle. And I don't know. There's some songs, including Teen Land, that I don't know if they should do without Merle. It just doesn't seem right. Luckily, they didn't do this one, because I probably would have stormed out, because this song can't be done without Merle. I always liked this one, and indulge me. It's my show. From the album that's turning 30, they're doing a big tour, playing in November. I think they're playing this whole record. I don't know, but if they're playing this song or Love in a Muscle without Merle, it's just not fair. So I always like this one. Here's Merle. Check it out. See what you mean.
Dancing in a dance club, moving, bobbing, bobbing. Oh, said, hey, sounds good. Let's go right now.
Hey, this is Ron Hawkins. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Well, you've been under my skin for more than 8 years. It's been 8 years of laughter and 8 years of tears.
Caroline, time is a ghost, it's paler than most. I'm a paradise.
brand new from a band they're still calling the lowest of the low. They have a brand new record coming out in September, September 8th. Do the right now. Now, I say they still call the lowest of the low because it's basically, I mean, it's Ron Hawkins, drummer, David Alexander, who's a swell guy and a fine artist, and whoever else they can pull together. So does that really make it the lowest low? I don't know. For me, you know, Ron and the drummer. Not that there's anything wrong with, you know, Ron or the great drummer, but I don't know. Is it the lowest of the low? You tell me. I don't know if it is. Fine song, though. I kind of like that one. I don't know if it really is the lowest of the low song, though, is it? I don't know. Don't tell him I said any of this, by the way. I still want him to like me. Anyways, that's Power Lines. Cool lyric video on the YouTube with some amazing aerial footage. It's pretty cool. You should check it out. Before that, from a classic from the year 1987, 30 years ago. Holy cow. We're old. We heard Dancing in a Dance Club from Big Blue Sky from the Northern Pikes from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, featuring Merle Brick, who's no longer in the band. And, you know, they didn't do that song. That's good. They didn't do Love in a Muscle. That's good. But there are some songs, you know, they played Teenland, played it first, got it out of the way. But it's, you know, it's not the same without Merle. It's just not. So, I don't know. Does Merle take part in this 30th anniversary of that album tour? I doubt that he will, but it would be cool if he did. I'd go if he did. That's all I'm saying. I should shut up now. Here, I got a request. You got a request? Let me know. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Find me on the Facebook, on the Twitter, whatever you do. I'd love to hear it. Anyways, before I forget about it, here's one for Tanya. Oh, that's loud. That was really loud.
When I learned your name, I was ready to hear it. In the grip of your spirit, I was free to my shame. When I learned your name, every tree took blossom. In the rich groves of autumn, every season the same.
That's brand new from Daniel Romano, you know, the guy who didn't show up at the Static Roots Festival. Sucker. That's from his... Oh, there it is. There it is. I found it. I found it just at the same time, Tanya. No, it's this guy here. Here. Oh, now I can't find it. There it is. There it is. Hang on. I got it. Tanya was telling me about this guy recently, and I really liked this one. I'll play you something. What's the song? Oh, that one. Okay. Sure. We can do that. Anyways, here. This one, Tanya suggested this one recently, and it's pretty great. From an album called Southern Gothic. This guy's name is Rod Millencon.
This is Mike June. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
Well, tonight in the trailer park in the projects where the streets are dark, everyone's trying to survive. It's a land of promise filled with hope. Wake up at night, just enough rope to keep all your dreams alive. Ho! Oh!
tree. Yeah, we're all just singing the blues. But don't give up the fight. There's always darkness before the light. Hey, baby, hold tight. Everything's gonna be alright. Hey, baby, hold tight. Everything's gonna be alright.
Scratch my way out of your pen. Wired like some animal, the claustrophobia begins. Think I'm scared of girls, but maybe I ain't afraid of you. You wanna scare me? Go on, cling to me. No matter what I do, I tell you. Secret, shit, needle once or twice. Loved her, she said she loved me. Slept together a couple of times. Think I'm proud of this, maybe. Shame you never lose. Infatuated with a lunatic. Cornered by the news, and it goes down every night. This is what tears really like. I will scratch my way out of your pen. I can claw my way back in it again. Back in it again. I'm back in it again. Definition of a friend. If what you're shoveling is company, then I would rather be alone. It always seems to go much further than it was supposed to go. And it goes down every night. This is what dreams really like. I will scratch my way out of your pen. I can climb back in it again. A minute again. weekends. Think I'm scared of girls, or maybe, but ain't afraid of you. You wanna scare me, you'll cling to me, no matter what I do.
In case you were wondering, that's what jail is like. From the always cheery man's just a complete, he's like a cuddly little puppy dog. He brings joy wherever he goes. Brand new from John Murray, from his new record, A Short History of Decay. And I don't know if you know anything about John Murray, but man, his life has just been a constant source of disaster. Not a source of disaster. It's just been surrounded by disaster. And he makes the most amazing songs out of that disaster. And, you know, he had this terrible life as a drug addict. He died and was brought back to life and all that stuff. And then he made that great record, The Graceless Age, and it seemed like things were on the upswing. Well, it turns out that that wasn't the case, and things got worse for John, and he kind of has been away for a while, including, I think, what that song is about there. But I guess he ended up playing a show with the Cowboy Junkies and made friends with, you know, Michael Timmins, that's his name, who said, "Hey, John, you know what? You know what, let's make a record." And so John Murray made this new record with Michael Timmins and a bunch of Cowboy Junkies folks. And who's the gal that he brought with him? Somebody knows. He brought somebody with him. John did. For the life of me, I can't remember who it is. I'm too lazy to look it up. I'll find out. Anyways, fine record just came out on Friday. Don't go looking for a real picker upper, but it's beautiful stuff. Before that, we heard something brand new from our pal Mike June. He's got a full length record coming out in the fall, but first there's a little 3-track single introduction premiere. I don't know. That's the single. All right. There's also a Lou Reed cover on there, and a basement demo of another song that's going to be on the record. And, you know, sounds all right there. Pardon the pun. We kicked it off with something that's new to me. We heard Lights of Karen Crow from Rod Melancon from his album Southern Gothic. And we'll thank our pal Tonya for the tip on that one. Here's something new, and it's so funny, but there's this new record called Strange Freedom, Songs of Love and Protest. And it features all kinds of great artists. Radney Foster's on here, Tim Easton, Mary Gaucher, Steve Poltz, Rod Picott. We're going to play something from Will Kimbrough, who's always tremendous. And the beautiful irony of this is that there's a language warning that comes with playing this song. And well, I won't tell you why that's so ridiculous and ironic. Will didn't write the words to this one. He just put the song together. And well, you see if you can figure out who wrote the lines to this song. And it's just so ridiculous. Oh my God. I wonder if Will had to give this clown songwriting credit. Anyways, here's brand new Will Kimbrough.
She was down on Palm Beach. I moved on her and I failed, I admit it. I did try and fuck her. She was married. No, Nancy. This was, I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out for furniture. Moved on her like a bitch. But I couldn't get there. And she was married. Then all of a sudden I see her. She's now got these big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look. You are a pussy. Maybe it's a different one. Yeah, it's her. With a gold. I better use some Tic Tacs in case I start kissing her. You know I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything, whatever you want. Grab them by the pussy. You can do anything. Oh, it looks good. Huh, nice legs, huh? It's always good if you don't fall out of the bus. Like Ford. Gerald Ford, remember? Terrific, terrific. You know Billy Bush? Well, we're ready. Let's go. Make me a soap star. Absolutely. Melania said this was okay. She said it was okay.
One, two, three.
Oh,
shots of living uptown. It's the old rat race, so get ready for the chase, cause the fat cats are gaining ground. Red lines growing and the headlines crowing. It's as bad as it's ever been. They're all talk, talk, talking while the whole town's walking down the boulevard of broken dreams. And the easy money's as sweet as honey to a heck hanging off of a plow. But make no mistake, when they're showing you the cake, they never let you eat it now. Tinselly crown, when the whole thing wobbles and the wheels come off, you know what's gonna go down. It's the same sad story about the power and the glory and the big shots of living uptown. It's the old rat race, so get ready for the chase, cause the fat cats are gaining ground. Mistake when they're showing you the cake, they never let you eat it now.
Stephen Fearing there. Thought I'd throw that one in. That's a good one. We'll send it out to that's set out to the Mango Mussolini. Oh, that cracks me up. That's so good. Unfortunately, the song's not so much, just because reality is so troubling. That was Blowhard Nation there from Stephen Fearing's latest record, Every Soul's a Sailor. Before Fearing, we heard a couple from the album Strange Freedom, Songs of Love and Protest. We heard Hey God, I'll Trade You Donald Trump for Leonard Cohen. And before that, You Can Do Anything, Trump's Blues from Will Kimbrough, with lines taken directly from the President of the United States of America. God help us all. I'm going to go take a break and wash off a little bit after thinking about some of those lines. And we'll come back. We'll tell you about a couple of really exciting things coming up in our area. Stick around. Tell the Band to Go Home returns in about a minute and a half.